late than never, right? Better late than never. Sometime today, we are told, sometime this morning coming up, the House will finally vote on sending the articles of impeachment over to the United States Senate. It's a month later. It's interesting considering how important it was. I mean, it was a matter of the survival of the Republic. If Donald Trump wasn't removed immediately, America would fall into disarray. It would collapse upon itself. We were going to die. There'd be children crying on the streets. And yet, right after the impeachment vote, when the House passed the two weakest articles of impeachment in American history against anyone for any reason, they immediately went on vacation. Well, it's really important, but we've got Christmas dinner. Thanks, guys. Really important. So the House will vote today to send impeachment articles to the Senate. That came out of the meeting yesterday, the Democratic caucus. We do not know who the House managers are going to be, which basically they act as the prosecutors. We do know, however, that the White House counsel, Pat Cipollone, will be among those that lead the president's defense team. Jay Sekulow will be on the team, as will Michael Purpura and Patrick Philbin. These are some of the key people to be on the president's defense team. So the way this plays out, I'm told, and there's a lot to learn here, and coming up a little bit later on the program, we will have Dr. Matt Spaulding here from Hillsdale College to sort it out for us and give us a play-by-play on what to expect. But what happens here is the prosecutors will come over and present their case. That'll take a couple of days. The president's team will respond with the defense. That'll take a couple of days. So 4 or 5 days into this deal, and then there will be a decision on whether witnesses should be called. We're told that there are enough Republicans now that might say, yes, we want witnesses, that it'll continue on. Now, the problem for people like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren is it's 19 days today before the Iowa caucuses on February 3rd, right? We believe, timeline-wise, that come next Tuesday, the trial in the Senate could get underway. That will be, of course, the 21st of January. So on the 21st of January, they'll get started. And then that'll last a week. And then if they call witnesses, it'll be another week. Nancy Pelosi is effectively taking Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren off the field. They won't be in Iowa doing events. They can't. They'll be in the middle of an impeachment trial. Of course, they can go there for the last weekend and see how that plays out. But they'll be there for the impeachment trial. And that'll be the focus of everything they do for the next, a couple of weeks at least. Now, if they start calling witnesses, this thing could drag on for a month. And trust me, the American people don't want an impeachment trial to last a month. First of all, pretty much everybody's disengaged from it. I mean, do you hear anybody talking about impeachment anymore? No, now they're going to have to shovel it all back in, start it back up. Here we go again. This will be the bombshell. It's good. John Bolton, he's the guy. He's going to be a bombshell for the Democrats. I doubt it. And by the way, John Bolton will never testify. You know, he's a close advisor to the president. There is no precedent for it whatsoever. And let's go to some more sound. Chuck Schumer of New York was trying to sell his snake oil on the hard-hitting news program The View yesterday. Abby Huntsman, who is on her way out, leaving the program, but she's probably more right of center than she is left of center. But Abby Huntsman, no real conservative, but she held old Chuck Schumer to account for his selling of snake oil, and he didn't seem to like it much. It's bite number four.
We want to get to impeachment because there has been some movements there. Nancy Pelosi is now preparing to send the articles of impeachment to the Senate after she withheld them. It's been sort of the standstill for 3 weeks, insisting that Mitch McConnell outline the ground rules for the trial. McConnell didn't budge. And the question is a political one, because I would make the argument that this standstill for 3 weeks has made it so people aren't talking about impeachment. If there was this urgent and this dire need from Democrats to get this done, Nancy and the Democrats would have found a way to do this. And I'll speak for this table. We haven't talked about impeachment for the last 2 weeks.
Well,
is this a good thing for Democrats?
I'm not sure I agree with that, Abby.
Nobody cares if you agree with it, Chuck. No. Nobody cares. Remember from the movie The Bucket List, here's my line for Chuck Schumer. Nobody cares what you think, Chuck. Take that Take that to the bank. Trust me, nobody here in Michigan or the Midwest or frankly anywhere between the coasts cares what you think, Chuck. We think you're an idiot. But we say that with all the love intended. Let's see here. Mitch McConnell also allowing for the idea that maybe Hunter Biden will be asked to be a witness. Maybe Adam Schiff will be asked to be a witness. Wouldn't that be good old fun? I mean, Adam Schiff's staff was talking to the alleged whistleblower, and when Adam's saying, I don't know what they're talking about, no idea. But Mitch McConnell, with all of his bluster and fury and anger and energy, took to the podium yesterday. Bite number six, Mitch McConnell. Bite six. Go.
Some in your conference have suggested that if Democrats are calling witnesses like John Bolton, they may also want to call witnesses such as Hunter Biden. Would you support calling Hunter Biden?
Well, I think we'll be dealing with the witness issue at the appropriate time into the trial. And I think it's certainly appropriate to point out that both sides would want to call witnesses that they wanted to hear from. So when you get to that issue, I can't imagine that only the witnesses that our Democratic colleagues would want to call would be called.
Yes, sir. You know, I think Mitch does a fine job. You look at 178 federal judges that have made their way through more than at any point in any presidential period of 3 years. Mitch McConnell has been the master of getting people onto the bench. But good Lord, he had a successful charisma bypass operation, didn't he? I mean, there's the guy, when he's fired up, you can't tell. Mitch, are you fired up? I'm fired up. Okay, Mitch, thanks. How fired up are you? I'm really fired up. Thanks, Mitch. Thank you for pointing that out to us. Greatly appreciate that. All right. Coming up, hour number two, we're going to go through the impeachment process. Like I said, Dr. Matt Spaulding from Hillsdale College will go through the play-by-play. Maybe he'll bring a whiteboard and give us diagrams and show us how it's done. Kind of exciting. Don't go anywhere. This is the Steve Gerber Show. Let's talk a little bit about casinos. You go to a casino and place all your poker chips in a single hand. Well, guess what? You probably just lost everything in one swift move. Now, what if I wasn't talking about losing at the casino? What if I was talking about the stock market and those colored chips that you just bet? That's your retirement and your legacy. Are you prepared to lose your hard-earned assets to market volatility, potential rising taxes, inflation, or unforeseen expenses? Hi, this is Steve Gruber. And if you're in your 50s or 60s like I am, stop gambling on your retirement in the stock market. There are alternatives to grow your nest egg that offer a principal guarantee and optional income for the rest of your life. Call Bruce Van Hall and Mike Douglas of Life Plan Financial to learn more. Call 517-323-7526 or go online at MyLifePlanFinancial.com. That's MyLifePlanFinancial.com.
Life Plan Financial Design, Inc. is a financial services firm that offers a broad array of products and services, including insurance and annuities. License